now we've got to have security, you know, security folks. We've got to have some guys that maybe operate or make our IT systems operate properly. You've got a lot of things on the table, and you know, that's great. I also like the fact that you've got insurance agents out there that are helping provide some guidance, even though they're not getting the business. It's just you're normalizing these folks and helping them conduct their business properly. So that's great info, Donnie. I really appreciate your time today, and I look forward to the next time that we have this conversation, because like you said at the top, there's an endless opportunity of challenges out there to help our industry continue to move forward. So thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Scott.
Now, next up is a segment I want to dedicate to education and the pipeline of technicians coming into the industry. This will not be a full segment for this intro podcast, but a colleague of mine, and I will call him a friend, Steve Ford, aka the Car Guy, and you can look him up online. He has a very dynamic background. He's been in media broadcasting. He's been in education. He worked for General Motors as an instructor. He was a technician. He worked as a college instructor, and he is very, very passionate about the automotive service industry, and more importantly, the youth coming into the world today. And he and I caught up in a conversation, and he had some very profound statistics that I want to share with you here, and just so that you can get some knowledge, and then I will bring him back into the conversation here in future episodes to expand on this. So have a listen.
A friend of mine from Minnesota, who's a AFC Education Alliance representative for that region, but this is a guy who places interns and helps relate, you know, the schools to the local automotive communities across the state of Minnesota. And he and I were talking, and I said to him, a couple of friends of mine in the Los Angeles Unified School District are high school auto instructors, and they're top of the game. Belmont High School in downtown Los Angeles is one of the top programs in the region, and run by a bilingual instructor in a relatively poverty-stricken portion of the city of Los Angeles. And he has students that are superstars, and he's transformational. Another one is Joe Agruso at Van Nuys High School, where Robert Redford went to school, you know, in the San Fernando Valley, middle America, right? Now, this is not covering 50 states of representation, but here's my alarm. I'm talking to both those instructors, and they say there are vacancies for automotive instructors at two of the LAUSD high schools, and they are starting the semester with substitute teachers because they can't get teachers who are qualified and interested in the positions right now. So then you have to pull back wide and say, here's what I learned from Quentin Swan, a name you may have heard. He's out in your region. He's a person who used to work for the LA Unified School District as a high school automotive instructor, and then became one of those, you know, CTE consultants who worked around the county helping CTE programs, career technical education. And here's the number that blew me away that he told me a couple of years back. He said, Steve, in 1985, when I first became a consultant, there were 100 high schools in the LAUSD, 100 high schools. Now, where he got that number, I don't doubt it, but it was just the number he remembered. And he said, back in 85, we had 85 high school auto programs in the LAUSD. Now, I think we have something like 9 million cars in LA County. I just want to throw that number out. I looked it up, and I'm recalling it's 6 to 8 million, 9 million, something. Beyond 6 or 7 million, I just was boggled when I thought, this is the city of Los Angeles. I give you that number knowing it almost sounds irrelevant, except it's so astronomical when you consider the pipeline of 100 high schools having 85 auto programs back in 1985, 35 years ago, plus or minus, you know? So the number today of the LAUSD high schools that have auto programs is 7. There are 7 programs of 100 high schools, if there's still even 100 high schools in the LAUSD. Of those 7 schools, only 5 are operating with auto instructors.
And that was from my great friend and colleague, Steve Ford. And look for more information coming from him in the near future. Up next, that brings us to the industry events roundup. On September 10th, 2019, ASE held their first ever ADAS roundtable in Detroit. The purpose was to gather information from stakeholders onto the future requirements of certification or licensing for ADAS operations. Approximately 65 folks were in attendance from all segments of the industry, including OEMs, Tier 1 providers, educators, and service providers. Discussion was lively, and look for future interviews from session participants in future Torque Factor podcasts. Bimmers held their annual conference recently in San Diego, California, and to kick off the event on October 3rd, I had the good fortune to host a panel discussion featuring ADAS titled Becoming Service Ready. BMW experts were gathered in attendance featuring Kevin Fitzpatrick of the Opus Group, Dirk Fuchs from ZF, and Nelson Vargas from Autologic. There was a lot of lively discussion during the hour and 45 minute session, and the event was recorded. So for more information, visit bimmers.org.
Okay, Max, the Mobile Air Conditioning Society has their annual conference and trade show coming up in Nashville, Tennessee, February 19th through 22nd, 2020. For more info, visit macsw.org. The annual Vision High Tech Training and Expo is going to be held on March 5th through the 8th in Overland Park, Kansas. More information can be found at visionkc.com. The TST Big Event, Technician Service Training, is coming up in Tarrytown, New York, March 21st, 2020. More information can be found at tstseminars.org. And ASA Northwest has the Automotive Training Expo coming up on March 27th through the 29th, 2020, in Seattle. And for more information, visit atetrainingexpo.com.
That brings us to...
Hello, Newman.
The mailbag. Now that brings us to the end of the show, and we hope we're able to bring you some quality content and look forward to future episodes. And we're looking for your feedback, so if you have any questions or comments, please drop